This unceded land sits in office and studios stand. We respectfully acknowledge our ancestors and elders, past and present. We extend this respect to the traditional custodians of the land and waters where Sin content is produced, where Sin content reaches, and on which Sin partner organizations stand. Sovereignty has never been ceded, and no treaty has ever been signed. Always was, and always will be, Aboriginal land.
You're listening to a Get Serial podcast.
Yeah, welcome to the show. We've got some pretty exciting things planned for the near future for you guys. So definitely do stay up to date with everything there. But as to what we have coming in the very near future, so the rest of this show, for those who haven't listened, we run from 8 till 10. We are the best, and I mean best, breakfast show in the world. Is there anyone better?
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure if you look at the list, number one, Get Serial. Number two, Get Serial Friday edition. Just us, actually.
Oh, speaking of, we are Monday and Friday, so if you like our dulcet tones, you can catch us on both days. And if you want to keep up to date with anything else Get Serial, you can do so at Get Serial Sin on Instagram, Get Serial Sin on TikTok, where we will post occasionally. No big promises on that. TikTok is hard. And outside of that, if you want to catch any podcast, because maybe you can't catch every episode, which is fair, you can check us out on your favourite podcast platform. That can be Spotify, OmniFM, Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts, and literally anywhere else where good podcasts can be found. But with that, we're going to dive into a bit more of a serious talk. Annabelle, do you have the helplines available?
I do. So if at any point anything we discuss today or just in your day-to-day brings up any difficult topics you'd like to discuss with someone, we've got some helplines available. We've got Beyond Blue, which you can reach at 1300 224 636. We've got the Kids Helpline, 1800 55 1800. And we've also got the Q-Life Helpline available at 1800 184 527. As always, those are great resources if you ever just need to chat, and definitely take advantage of them.
Definitely. But with that, we're going to dive into our first song. And I should let you guys know, we did hype up that we have our top 10 songs of 2023. So if you missed some songs through 2023, or you know, you're thinking to yourself, wow, didn't really pick up much throughout the year, we have you sorted. You'll have to wait a little bit for that, though. We are going to dive in with a song that is a bit reminiscent to what we're going to do. I want to take you for a ride by the 8-bit Big Band and Lawrence. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin.
You just heard The Land of Confusion by Dan Avedon and the Super Guitar Bros. Before that, you were listening to I Want to Take You for a Ride by the 8-bit Big Band and Lawrence. And you're listening to Get Serial.
Welcome back. And you know what? You might be in a bit of a land of confusion yourself. You might really have no idea what's going on in the world. Myself and Annabelle, well, we have you sorted on that. We have a bit of Monday news from the last week or so to, you know, get you caught up and let you know what's going on in the world. We're going to start by saying that a fallen Captain Cook statue might not return to Victoria Park. So, 115-year-old Captain Cook statue at Canary Gardens in St Kilda has made headlines last week after it was defaced on the eve of Australia Day. In response, Jacinta Allen offered to repair the heritage monument, which was originally funded by private donations. However, councillors aren't seeing eye to eye, with Port Phillip councillor Robbie Nyagwai, I think that's how you pronounce it, planning to call a community consultation on whether the statue should be reinstated in a motion on Wednesday's council meeting. This will be an interesting one to watch, I think.
Definitely. It's going to be a bit of a heated debate, I would say.
Oh, definitely. It's a touchy subject, to say the least.
Definitely. One that's, I'd say, less controversial is a TikTok milk prank. I don't know if anyone else has seen it. I know Bianca and I have both had it kind of stumble across our timelines. But an elite private school in Melbourne is investigating whether one of its senior students was the culprit, I guess you'd say, in a very popular TikTok where a young person poured milk all over hire boat customers in Melbourne's Yarra River. I saw the original TikTok, which showed these poor women covered in milk and their beautiful, like, picnic covered in milk.
It was a bridesmaid celebration, wasn't it?
I think it might have been, like a hen's do or something. And they'd just been kind of going under one of the bridges. And Look, you can tell what side I'm on, but someone with a bit too much time on their hand poured milk all over them, was then gloating in their comment section bragging about how it had been them, and also filmed themselves pouring milk. Not a very smart move. No. And now they're actually investigating it, as it could be a crime. And also, I just want to say, people have milk allergies, not just to drinking it, but to having milk physically touch them. So maybe don't pour milk on strangers or even anyone you know. Just don't pour
random things on random people.
At Get Cereal, we're passionate. Only thing you pour your milk into is your cereal bowl.
That's it. After that, though, we have another bit of news.
We do. So the Indigenous leader, Luija O'Donoghue, has passed away, age 91. O'Donoghue dedicated her life to advocating for the rights, health and well-being of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. So obviously a very great life. And
it is worth mentioning that in 1984, she was honoured with the title of Australian of the Year. So if you want to do some history searching today, maybe have a look into this fine person, because it's pretty cool. But moving on from that, a massive heat wave has passed through. I'm sure you've all felt it. Victoria has experienced its hottest summer day on record, with temperatures soaring above 40 degrees in the state's north. According to the Bureau of Meteorology, parts of South Australia and New South Wales also recorded some of their highest temperatures in up to 3 years. It is worth mentioning that that heat wave is dying down, and we should see cooler temperatures throughout the rest of the week, with it starting to pick up a little bit on Friday, but it should be a nice, breezy, sunny kind of week. Something a lot better than that, but still pack your sunscreen.
Very smart, and always slip, slap, slop, I will say, and drink your water.
Definitely stay hydrated.
Yeah, be safe. Be very good. No hat, no play.
That's it. But after that, a Victorian gym has banned the use of tripods and filming equipment. A popular gym franchise has banned the tripods as the fitness influencer or gymfluencer trend has taken off on social media. Doherty's Gyms has announced a ban on tripods inside their facilities on Wednesday. The gym's owner, Tony Doherty, explained on his Instagram account that the privacy concerns and trip hazards were the main reasons for the decisions. Have you been seeing, you're on TikTok, probably just as much as me. Have you seen many, maybe gymfluencer, the videos of just someone working out in a gym? And you know, so they're mixed. Some of them are great. Some of them aren't so great. There's a lot of them now.
There are. I think it can be a good thing. I think that people in gyms who film themselves get a lot of flack. But for example, I follow someone who gives really good running tips, and she shows how if you change your running form, it really impacts you. So it can be helpful, but I think a lot of people treat the gym as their own private studio, and they are very much not conscious of other people who might not want to be filmed or all the equipment they're blocking with the tripods. So I think, just treat everyone with respect and we're all good.
Little tip, if you are in a gym and you do decide to join in on this trend, do not film mirror side. If you film the mirror, you are filming everyone else, and not everyone wants to be filmed. A gym can be a bit of a tough place for some people. But our last bit of news, Annabelle, do you have this one all ready for us?
Well, dating apps are on the way out. I haven't been on a dating app in 5 years, but I think this might be a good thing. It shows from local data that the mobile method of kind of reaching new dates reached its peak during the pandemic, unsurprisingly. Yeah. And now that young people are kind of being allowed back outside and are trying to reduce their screen time, they're finding other ways of meeting potential dates. So, you know what? Maybe it's over for the big dating apps. We'll have to find out. But
definitely,
I think, you know, it could be a healthy change. I don't know if having all these people available at the swipe of a button is like the best idea we've ever had for everyone's mental health. I'm kind of pro it. Yeah. But look, I know that Bianca said that was the last bit of news, but I can't keep this in. I have to tell you about this news story I was reading about this morning. A pigeon suspected of being a Chinese spy has been released by the police in India after being detained for 8 months.
There are so many parts to that. 8 months.
8 months.
What do they need 8 months for?
Well, that's my question. Because basically what happened was they found this pigeon and it had two rings around its leg with Chinese writing on it. And so naturally they thought it has to be a spy. There is no other explanation. It took them 8 months to find out that it was a Taiwanese racing pigeon. Poor pigeon. I don't know why it took them 8 months to find out. But there you go. That's a bit of, you know, avian espionage news for you.
Yeah, definitely. Look, if you've been in a cell with a pigeon, let me know about your cellmate issues on our Instagram. But with that, we're going to dive into our next song. And it's a song you might have heard on TikTok way back in the day. It is Baby I'm Yours by Breakbot and Erfane. You're listening. What show are they listening to?
Get Serial on Sin.
By Garbage, a wonderful band from the early 80s, I believe. I'll double check that. I believe it's early 80s or early 90s. I'm going to be wrong about one of them. And before that was Baby I'm Yours by Breakbot and Erfane. And we were talking off air about Breakbot's real name and how wonderful it is to say, and I can't pronounce it. I'm not even going to try. Annabelle, you got it right before.
Well, first of all, my apologies to any French listeners because I'm fairly confident, but fairly is not 100%. I believe that Breakbot's real name, shockingly Breakbot is not his God-given name, is Thibaut Jean-Marie Michel Belland, or Berland, I don't know. But what a name, Thibaut Jean-Marie Michel Belland.
It is gorgeous.
It's beautiful. If I was him, I'd just say that every day. I would be very self-obsessed if I had that name.
Why go with Breakbot at that point?
Exactly.
But something you can go with is a friend to go see any of these wonderful things going on in Melbourne in the next week or so. First off, we have one that is a standout. If you have not seen it, go see it. It's a lot of fun. It is the Rocky Horror Picture Show. It is in Melbourne at the moment until March 17th, starting on the 9th. Now, it is backed by phenomenal demand. It was here before. It is the story of Frankenfurter, and it is such an amazing show. If you have not watched it, it is somehow the most gay show while also being the scariest, fun, most dancey show you could ever watch. Go watch it. Go enjoy. It is, admittedly, not necessarily for kids. That didn't stop a lot of kids from watching it, but it isn't for kids. So be a little careful about that if you're under the age of 18. But after that, we have something that is definitely for kids if you're free.
We've got the Midsummer Festival, and it is actually on as we speak. Well, maybe not as we speak. It is very early in the morning, but it's on today. You get the gist, and it's running until the 11th of February. It's the Midsummer Festival. So it's returning in 2024 to showcase a diverse celebration of distinguished queer arts and cultural festivities. So if you're looking for something to do, head down to the Midsummer Festival. It's been running since 1988, and it's proudly presenting over 200 events, showcasing queer culture and featuring local, interstate, and international artists. So it's a bit of fun. Why not? Get out there.
Yeah.
You know, wear a hat if it's still hot, but go have fun. Enjoy.
Who knows? I've heard a rumour that you might even be able to see a little Sin show loud and queer down there. So maybe keep an eye out, but we'll see what happens. After that, though, if you want to do something on the 11th of Feb, it is Chinese Lunar New Year. And the Dragon Festival is happening down in Chinatown. So if you're in the city and you're thinking, oh, I need something new to do, I need something really fun, what's more fun than a Dragon Festival? Seriously, go out and celebrate Lunar New Year. The food on the Lunar New Year strip, especially around that time, incredible. Genuinely some of the best I've ever had. I went there a couple years back. Amazing. Go check it out if you haven't.
And if you know, you've walked around Chinese New Year and you're going, God, I wish I could just keep walking. We've got a Taylor Swift-themed silent disco walking tour of Melbourne. So that's a lot of layers. But I think it sounds like so much fun. You're going to be listening to uplifting music from a little-known indie artist called, you know, Miss Taylor Swift. And you'll be joining the tour, singing along with Swifties and learning all around, you know, Melbourne around you. It's a great way to kind of get engaged with the city and also kind of prepare if you're going to Taylor Swift's concert or if, like me, you will be sitting outside the arena very sad on the night. Either way, have fun with your Swifties.
Yeah, definitely. But if you're going to our wonderful Midsummer Festival, you can check out Lion and Max Lawrence on the 10th of Feb. Now, Lion is a queer black electropop artist, singer, songwriter, producer, and dancer from Melbourne, whose music is a bit of a patchwork of pulsing rhythms, sharpshooting rap styles, and a bit of heavy rock in there. So definitely check that one out. But if you want to, you can also check out Max Lawrence, who will also be there. And Max Lawrence is a musician and artist who creates ethereal avant pop, combining the mosaic-like drums, orchestral textures, and soaring vocals he's known for. So go check that out if you want to. It is going to sound, that sounds like a lot of fun to me. It sounds almost outer space kind of vibe. So definitely check that one out. But another one we have, and I'll grab this one for you, Annabelle. It is the NBL. If you're into your basketball, or maybe you just want to check out a new sport, or you're like me, and you cannot wait for AFL to come back, and you want to go experience that crowd, go to the NBL. It is the Melbourne United versus the New Zealand Breakers. This is on the 11th of Feb, and it is happening at John Cain Arena. Go check it out. Basketball's a fun sport.
And look, if you're wanting something a bit more artsy, if, like me, you did not know if the NBL stood for basketball or baseball, you might be more interested in going to go see Romeo and Juliet, which is on the 8th of February, so 3 days away. And look, I'm a bit of a romantic, even though I know it's not a very romantic story when you think about it. And I think, what could be more romantic than going to the Carlton Gardens and watching Romeo and Juliet? I think it's going to be very cute, very
It is worth mentioning, though, this one has a bit of a twist.
Oh.
So instead of being, you know, one house and another house, it's what if, you know, magical world, what if an Australian and a New Zealander fell in love?
Can't be done, I say, 5 years into my relationship with one. I think it's going to be fun. Go be there. I'll be there too, maybe. Who knows?
Ooh.
Get serial reunion.
Definitely. But with that, we're going to go to another song. And you know what? If you're going to go see something, why not go see everything? Everything. Here is Everything, Everything by Good Kid. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin. Welcome back to Get Serial on Sin. Those were two incredible songs, Live and Learn by Crush 40. And before then was Everything, Everything by Good Kid, who I do suggest you have a look at. They have a lot of DMCA-free songs, and they use them for streaming and allow people to use it for streaming on things like Twitch and so on. And they are a bit of a self-professed math rock band, which wasn't a genre I was familiar with until very recently. But go have a look. They are great. I love their stuff. But speaking of loving their stuff, I'm going to nerd out for a little bit about Live and Learn, Crush 40, because we finally got a whole bunch of news all at once for the Sonic the Hedgehog 3 movie. Now, if you've followed me through Sin at all, you will know I was on Player One for a long time. Sonic is my favorite thing ever. I grew up with the games. And they're adapting, my childhood game that I put way too many hours into, too many that I'm way too embarrassed to say the name of. But they're adapting that into a movie, into a live-action movie. In the trailer, the logo announcement, which is a really weird thing to think about, they played a sting from that song. That song means the world to me. I am so excited. It is going to be so good, I hope. I really hope. I will be reviewing it. Be excited for that when it comes out. But, you know, we're going to talk about what else we did over the break other than nerd out about a hedgehog. Annabelle, maybe you can bring us back down to earth a little bit.
I don't know. I like hedgehogs. I'm very pro a hedgehog.
They are good.
But look, outside of the kind of prickly animal domain, I went back home to Hong Kong. Very fun. It started off exciting. Got to go to Ocean Park. If you know what Ocean Park is, please message us on Instagram. I will love you forever. I will dedicate this entire show to you. Went to Ocean Park. Very fun. It's a big amusement park in Hong Kong. Almost had an appendectomy. They thought I had appendicitis. Less exciting. But a good way to make New Year's Eve about you, I've learned. And then came back to Melbourne and I've been to two concerts, which has been a lot of fun. I went to Noah Kahan on the first night. And if anyone else went to Noah Kahan, they will know that his band kind of sort of didn't make the plane for Eva Night in Melbourne.
So it was, love it.
Look, I feel a bit bad because Noah Kahan, beautiful. Everyone knows how much I adore that man. I love him.
Everyone
I will die
loves
for
him. At the moment.
Everyone does, but not to be a hipster, I was there first. I was there 5 years ago. But look, I love him. He was great, but I felt really bad because on Twitter, or X, or whatever you want to call it now, lot of people were saying, oh God, I'm so jealous of Melburnians. I wish I could see him without the band, which to me, I'm the band. I'm stressing out about not making this flight. And all I can see are hundreds of tweets going, God, I wish I could see him without that stupid band. Like, God, that band gets in the way. I felt bad for the band. I think it would have been lovely having the band there.
Can I just step in and say, we'll talk about this later, but no, you do not wish you were Melburnian. The people who are saying this are probably American. living in the most toured country in the world. You have any idea how much I wish the musicians I knew, especially the niche ones, from the US would come down to Australia one time?
Well, this is my thing. Okay, the problem with Australia is that it's so far out that artists have to wait until they know, right, that they're going to have a really successful tour if they come here.
No, totally.
Which means by the time they come here, A, it's hard to get tickets, and B, the tickets are expensive.
And
it's so annoying.
I've also found that if there is any sort of surprises or special guests or anything that appear at the show, that stuff gets leaked immediately and you just miss out. Mm. I know I was nerding out about Sonic before. They did the Sonic Symphonic Orchestra. Anyone who follows Sonic knows that the music in it is incredible. Always has been. They've done that tour twice now and they've gone everywhere except Australia. They've been to the Philippines, but not Australia.
Look,
which hurts me so much.
I will say, we cannot, you know, complain about Australia's plight without giving a little bit of attention to poor baby New Zealand. Because
true,
when they do go to, like, we're doing our tour, we're coming to, like, the Southern Hemisphere, and New Zealand is Australia in their minds.
It's an Australian tour. New Zealand
literally
gets one show.
Exactly. Or they don't even come, and you have, like, literally, I've seen them, like, do Australia-New Zealand tours, and they don't even go to New Zealand. I'm
it's,
like, so sympathy.
It's wacky.
Sympathy for them. But, you know, we're cousins with the Kiwis anyway. But look, something else that I saw very recently.
Ooh.
Such a good concert. I was debating whether I was going to go because I was feeling a little headachy. Best concert ever. Lord Huron.
Ooh.
If anyone else went. And it was an incredible time. And look, I love Lord Huron just as much as I love Noah Kahan. And I would go to the ends of the earth for him, which is something that he's singing about in this next track. You're listening to Ends of the Earth by Lord Huron on Sin.
You just heard two incredible songs. They were Wasting Away by Cat and Carmel, and before that was Ends of the Earth by Huron. Lord Huron, even. I better make sure I use the right name there. Cat and Carmel and Lord Huron are actually part of our chosen artists for today. So we mentioned it at the start of the show. We're going to be choosing 10 artists that we love who released songs that we love from last year and highlighting them. That song was maybe my favourite from last year's Sweet 16. Since then, I have absolutely adored everything that Cat and Carmel have touched, and I do suggest if you are into them, check them out. They are a Sydney duo from Australia with quite a few songs. Their debut single, Dumb Shit, released in October 2020, and that song, Wasting Away, was from their 2023 EP, How Do You Feel? It is a great run through. I definitely suggest listening to it. It's not the biggest discography, but have a listen, enjoy it, and let me know what you think. But, oh boy, something I have opinions on. Live action remakes of animated shows and movies. Immediate thoughts, Annabelle. Immediate thoughts.
Do something new. Be creative. I don't know. Plan out a new idea. Immediately.
Now,
without context, though.
The reason this comes up is there's two in particular that I wanted to talk about. The first one being the more okay one, which is How to Train Your Dragon. How to Train Your Dragon is getting a live-action movie with all the same people that were involved in the first one, minus the actors. Instead, we're getting new actors. I'm okay with that in theory. I do think that this series does not need a live-action remake. I actually think that the original movie, and the second movie even, maybe not the third movie as much, but the first two movies are genuine animation showcases for DreamWorks. They have some of the best animation for when they were, and How to Train Your Dragon 1 still looks incredible today. It doesn't need it. It takes away a lot of the magic, especially from the dragons. I'm not looking forward to CGI, but the more damning one is Netflix's Avatar The Last Airbender. Oh boy. Now, we've all seen Avatar, right?
Yes. Those of us with taste.
Yeah, it's a great show. Now, I'm going to mention a couple things that they're taking away.
Mm-hmm.
It's also worth mentioning that the original writers of the show left very, very early in due to creative differences.
Huh? Early into this remake?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So that's always a good sign to show that, you know, just maybe these new writers think that they're better than the award-winning writers, but we'll see. First off, they're removing Sozin's Comet, which, if you don't remember, is the big comet that actually puts a timer on the entire adventure and pushes the entire adventure forward. The reason they're removing it kind of makes sense, but I also really hate it. They're removing it because they're worried about the child actors growing up and looking older. Think Harry Potter, for example. I kind of get it, and maybe you can get away with it.
They'll have some sort of other impetus, surely, right? Because you need something to kind of put the timeline.
They're just going to give Aang visions. Oh. Just going to give him visions.
Yeah.
Which ties into another thing they're removing.
Mm.
A lot of the fun with Aang. He's not going to have these random little adventures where he goes and does random little things for a little while, and it shows off how much of a kid he is, which is a main part of his character. Instead, he's just going to get a vision, go straight to the next town, fix what he has to, go to the next town, fix what he has to. So it's going to be very cut and dry.
That's really sad because I feel like there's so much... Oh, yeah, obviously Avatar talks about a lot of things, but there's so much joy in watching Avatar. And I feel like it just makes Aang have a to-do list. Just, I mean, look, I haven't seen it, but I like his kind of kid energy.
Ooh, you're going to hate the next one then.
Uh-oh.
So Sokka is getting a huge change.
Oh.
A huge part of his early part of the show is he has a bit of an arc, and it's a sexism arc, where he learns that women are cool.
What?
And they're removing that. They're removing the sexism arc completely, because they believe that the things he says wouldn't fly today, which was the point. They didn't fly back then. The show treated it like they wouldn't fly, and then he learned his lesson. And in doing that, they not only made his character stronger... They made the relationship between him and Suki much stronger, and they made Suki, a character who we don't see often, really, really strong. They're just removing that completely.
But also, I feel like it's really good. Like, obviously, look, sexism is bad, but it's really healthy to show someone who has these, like, values or these ideas change their mind and kind of have new experiences and grow as a person. And that's a good thing to show on TV.
Yeah.
If you're obviously not condoning it, but if you're saying, look, because the fact is people grow up with different beliefs.
You're showing a young male character getting challenged.
Well, that's a thing. And I think that's a healthy thing. I think it's healthy to show that we can change and that, you know, we can change our minds. We can grow as people. I think we're afraid of having complex characters now, and
yes.
I think writers are very afraid of having any bad traits ever with any character.
And one that I don't think is as bad, but I still think is really bad, is our main female character, whose name has escaped me, Katara, that's it. She will no longer have the mother figure towards her brother, which is a major part in their relationship. For anyone who does remember, there is a really nice scene where Sokka and Toph sit down, and Sokka, who is the younger brother, mentions that he doesn't remember his mother. Every time he closes his eyes and tries to imagine her, he pictures his older sister, which is a beautiful moment. But they're removing that because, and I quote, this is all they've given us, they want to remove the gender norms from the show. Which, yes, I get, but it's not the right place to.
I agree. And also, look, here's my thing. Sorry, I'm feeling passionate about what you're bringing up. You're right, but I don't like these changes. I obviously think women can be more than just mother roles. Women can be, like, I don't know, women can be everything. Men can be, you know, paternal or maternal. Women don't have to have that kind of maternal instinct, but there is nothing weak about being a mother, like kind of being a caring role.
No, it makes really strong.
Yeah, like I feel like sometimes when people are trying to make strong female characters or strong women characters, they have to be like real hard, like fighters who don't have any emotion. They have to be like, go boss, and you can't be a carer and you can't be someone who nurtures people because that is somehow weak in their minds. When it is a very strong thing to look after other people, it's a powerful thing, and just because it has been associated with being feminine doesn't mean it's a weak trait to have.
No, totally.
And look, men can be carers and women can be carers, and if it was just her whole entire role was looking after a boy, sure, I get it.
Yeah, fair
but
enough.
Literally she is like
she's her own
she's
character.
So strong. She's literally got powers. She's fine. You can be a strong fighter and also take care of the people you love.
Yeah.
And there's nothing weak about that, and I hate that it gets treated like it is a weaker trait.
Well, you know what? We're going to dive into our next song, but if you have any favourite memories from Avatar or maybe even Korra, the sequel series, hit us up on Instagram, let us know, and you know what? We might talk about it next week.
It's just the cabbage cart, man. That's all it is for me.
Although he's being played by the original voice actor.
So they still have... Okay, actually, I love the show. I take it all back. It's my favourite show.
But you know, if you are the original, not the original, if you're the remake, you have to be wondering, will anybody ever love me? Here is Sufjan Stevens with Will Anybody Ever Love Me? You just heard two incredible songs. They were, of course, Silver Lining even, by Mercy Mercy. Of course, that's mercy, like the French word.
Merci.
And then mercy, like you're giving someone some mercy. And before that was Should I Live in Salt by The National. And I do have a bit of an answer for that.
Oh, it was I Should Live in Salt, by the way.
Oh, sorry. I Should Live in Salt, not Should I. Either way, I don't think you should live in Salt. It's not a great place to live.
It sounds kind of drying.
It does.
Yeah.
At least all your meat would be cured, though. Terrible.
Pros and cons.
True, true. But Mercy Mercy is an artist who I have adored recently. They're an artist who seems to have, you know, popped out of nowhere and has been captivating audiences with her talent and unique style. With the release of her first piece, Fucked Myself Up, and her release, debut EP, No Thank You, No Thanks, she has quickly established herself as one of the most exciting and promising young talents in modern Aussie pop. And, you know, I'm going to give a bit of a shout-out here because I didn't know about this artist until I listened to a podcast where they shouted her out. And, yeah, look, big shout-out to The Footy with Broden, obviously Auntie Donna's Broden Kelly and his AFL podcast. Good listen if you need to. Go check it out. But with that, we're going to dive into artists that need to come down to Australia this year. Do you have any that come to mind? Like artists you're like, I've never seen them or I really want to see them. Why aren't they here?
Oh, I've got a few. Look, and also I want to do a bit of a disclaimer. They could have come and I might have somehow missed it. I'm not the best at keeping up with things sometimes. So this is my personal list. This is like a, also some of them have come, but I missed out. So they need to come back just for me.
Yeah.
I've got a few. I really, really, really want LaVey to come. I think she'd be lovely. I don't know if she's come. I think she hasn't, but she's jazzy. She's fun. I feel like she'd be a great performance. I want Asgeir to come. Don't know how likely that is. He's Norwegian, I believe.
Ooh.
He's Norwegian. He does beautiful music. I prefer the Norwegian songs over his English covers, but that's just because I think that like Norwegian is such an interesting language.
Oh,
who
cool.
Are there so many artists I really, really want to come? I'm just trying to think. Who do you have actually while I'm brainstorming?
There's one that, look, if you've been listening for the last year or so, or even following me, you know I love him, but Nathan Sharp, Nate Wants to Battle. He's never been down to Australia for more than a quick signing at PAX, PAX Australia a couple of years back. And my God, do I want him here? He played a little show, but he got kind of ruined by the fact that PAX Australia didn't really care about him and didn't really give him the right audio mixing. But I want him here so much because since then, he has grown. His music has gotten 1,000 times better, and I would love to hear his original stuff rather than just like a run of covers. He would be amazing to see. And I think the other one that I'd love to see down here before they inevitably hang it up is the Gorillaz.
Oh.
I've never seen them live. They would be fascinating because it's a dude. It's not obviously the characters.
You know what's interesting? Is that ties in very well with the artist I was going to suggest.
Ooh.
Because I was going to say, and I'll tell you how it links in a second, who I really want to come to Australia is Still Woozy, because I love Still Woozy. He makes great songs. I was super excited to go see him in Splendor in the Grass, and then it was Splendor in the Mud, and it got cancelled that day, and I was really sad about it. I really wanted to see him. And the Gorillaz, if I recall correctly, were also meant to be playing at Splendor. So two artists who did come to Australia couldn't perform, if I recall correctly, unless they performed like underground and I just wasn't cool enough to get the rescheduled invite. Maybe for the moment. Next time, invite me, please. But I would love to see them. I think they should come back. Don't do Splendor in the Grass. Come to Splendor in the Get Serial studio. Play for us.
Splendor in RMIT.
There you go. That's what I think every day when I was studying here. Splendid.
And you know what? I'll throw another one out there because I love everything she's doing and I'd love to see more of her. I know she's been down here, but I'd love to see her again. Dua Lipa.
I thought you were going to say Annabelle Cohen.
Why not?
I was feeling very complimented.
Come on, start performing.
Oh, that's it. That's it. You'll have to wait till my album comes out. But Dua Lipa would be a lot of fun, I will
say. It'd be bit of a dream interview, but we're going to move on from that into our next song. And it's another one from our favourite choices of artists. Now, this one again is from you. Can you maybe give us a bit of a hint as to why we should listen to this and why we should enjoy it the way we will?
Look, all I'll say is that I dedicate this to our beautiful Get Serial listeners because, you know, we all need a bit of love. But here at Get Serial, the main thing we need is we need you all. So, look, Angelo de Augustin says, you needed love, I needed you. And hey, everyone at Get Serial loves and appreciates its listeners. So enjoy.
It wouldn't be Get Serial with me on the show if I didn't play Passenger. There's Passenger with Life's for the Living, the anniversary edition, which features Foy, Vance. And before that was You Needed Love, I Needed You by Angelo de Augustin. Two wonderful songs. Now, I chose Passenger as one of my artists of the year, despite them not releasing much, because what they did was they did their anniversary run of songs, and they just simply highlighted some smaller artists and got them involved in some of their best and biggest songs, and it actually did work. I checked out a few of the artists. I now enjoy them. I think Foy Vance has an incredible voice, and I am very excited to listen to more of what they have to offer this year. And before that, obviously, You Needed Love, I Needed You by Angelo de Augustin, if you weren't listening before. Annabelle gave a little bit of a spiel about that, so if you missed it, you might have to check us out on the podcast platforms to hear what she said. But with that, we're going to dive into something a bit different, and I actually don't really know this one as much as Annabelle does.
This is my favourite time of the day. It's time to judge strangers on the internet. I think that anyone who's ever used the internet is very good at this skill.
Oh, yeah.
So it's time, put on your critical listening ears, get ready to judge. Is this person the a-hole? Bianca, today is our stand-in for the audience, but you should let us know what you think on Get Serial Sin on Instagram. But be nice, you know, it's Monday. Everyone's just starting the week. Let's be friendly about it. But now, am I the a-hole for going on my phone for an emergency at my best friend's wedding? I don't know what to think right now. My best friend since childhood got married last weekend. She had an unplugged weekend. Unplugged wedding is where you don't go on your phone at all. I totally respect that and might even do it for my future wedding. The entire morning of her wedding was beautiful and the ceremony was unforgettable. I thought for a second it said forgettable and I was thinking, bit harsh.
It was forgettable.
When the reception began, my sister called me. I didn't answer, but I was confused why she was calling me because I told my family to not contact me since there was no phones.
Fair enough.
She blew my phone up, sending me about 70 calls. That's 70, by the way, not 17. It got to the point where I had to answer. My best friend is usually understanding, so I thought she'd be okay with this. My sister told me my mum was in an accident. She's okay, by the way. It was only a concussion. Someone saw me on the phone and told my best friend. I went to go find my best friend to tell her I had to leave, and she yelled at me for being on my phone. I explained the situation to her, and she told me that it wasn't an excuse, and I could have waited till after the wedding. Oh, I've lost my spot. I left immediately, not only because of her stupidity, go off, but also because I had to go to the hospital. She's texted me and cussed me out, telling me that it wasn't that hard to not be on my phone. A few of our friends and her husband also called me names. My family is saying I'm not the a-hole, but I can't help but feel bad. I also don't think this is worth losing a lifelong friendship. She was like a sister to me. Also, for context, I was not a bridesmaid. She didn't have any bridesmaids at all. There is an edit, but I want to hear your thoughts first.
Okay, so immediately, yeah, not the a-hole. Look, I mean, one, that's not an excuse. Yes, it is. If my family was in hospital, I don't care whose wedding it is. I'm going. Secondly, who snitched?
That's a very good question. Also, she said in an edit that she was in the car park where no one was around, so she purposely went away from the wedding to not take away from it. So someone was being a busybody.
Someone's probably on their smoko and seen it and gone, whoa, time to start some drama. Which, don't get me wrong, half of me respects that. But at the same time, like, understand that people aren't going to be on their phone, especially friends like that or, like, close friends, without a reason. And, I mean, yeah, it's a silent wedding. What? How is it taking away from the wedding? Let's be real for a second. Did it affect the wedding in any way?
I assume they couldn't get married. They had to say, you know what, we rescind the whole thing because Pastor my best friend like, went on her phone.
Area.
Didn't work.
No, that's not it. Happening. Not happening. Not under God's watch. Like, not the a-hole. Never was, never will be. If there's an emergency, there's an emergency. Things happen and you need to be prepared for it. Like, to be honest, if I got an emergency call right now saying that my family was in hospital, sorry, Annabelle, you're on your own for the rest of the show.
It's just Noah Khan hour. That's all it would be.
Some people would love that, to be honest.
It would be me. I'm some people.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's the thing. Family comes first. And I think if you get 70 calls from anyone,
oh yeah,
you answer.
70 yeah. calls and I'd be freaking out really hard.
Well, that's the thing. And also, I just want to add, because earlier on she says that her friend is usually very understanding. I think this is one of those cases where you think something and then you take a step back and you realise actually no, because she does add in the edit that actually there's been a few other times where her friend has been inconsiderate. For example, the time when her friend got mad that she couldn't hang out with her because her sister was having a baby. And there was another one where she had like a doctor's appointment and the friend didn't like it. So I think that
friend
the bride
is a strong word.
Yeah, friend is a very strong word. But I assume that the bride doesn't realize you don't plan medical emergencies.
No, I mean, what, you don't plan your concussions ahead of time?
Oh, no. I mean, I'm very productive, but not everyone is.
We do plan ahead of time is our music choices, and we do plan to play some Noah Khan. Here is your favorite.
It is. I'm so excited about the song. I'll tell you more after the break, maybe.
Ooh. Also, and the next two themes, next two songs have a bit of a theme. Let's see if you can find a through line there. Here is Noah Khan with If We Were Vampires. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin. Big Thief with Vampire Empire. And before that was Noah Khan with If We Were Vampires. Can you guess the theme? It's pretty easy. Can you guess the theme, Annabelle?
The theme is incredible songs that you can hear on Get Serial. And also vampires on the side. But look, I just want to say before we get into our next segment, If We Were Vampires, masterpiece. I will say, not Noah Khan's original song. I do want to give credit where credit is due. It is originally, I believe, by Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. This was a cover with Noah Khan and Wesley Schultz. I love the song. I like to the point. I don't know if you're picking up on a Noah Khan theme today. There's a slight one. That's the other theme.
We all have our favorites.
I would like have this be like a wedding song. Truly, I would.
Ooh.
Rory, my partner, Boo Boo Boo, says, you can't have songs about death with your romantic songs. I think, look,
music can be interpreted in any way.
Well, this is the thing. And also, look, not to harp on, I think it's a very romantic prospect. The whole song, I don't know if you're picking up on the lyrics, if you're driving, maybe you're focusing on the roads. Keep doing that. I will explain it for you. But it's so beautiful because it's saying, like, obviously, you want to be with your loved one for forever, right? But if you could live forever, maybe love wouldn't be so meaningful. I don't know. I love this idea that because we only have a set amount of time on Earth, our love means more. Because it's saying, yeah, like, if we were vampires and we had all the time in the world, maybe I wouldn't, you know, always want to hold your hand because you could always do it another day and things wouldn't matter so much. And I love the idea that our life is finite, so we have to give the love, and we can't get lazy with showing our love and appreciating each other. I think it's beautiful.
It's why the line, until death do us part, is so impressive.
Well, that's
because
the
it's
thing.
Like, until you die, you should be loving this person. Obviously, if you don't, you don't. How things happen, but like,
it just, it's weighty. It means something.
Yeah.
Whereas, look, not to knock on Twilight, not to knock on Edward Cullen, but is it as romantic if you're not dedicating your entire life to, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Maybe in 500 years, Edward and Bella are going to get a divorce. I don't know, because they always kind of know they can
They fight a lot.
They do. Look, this is not a Twilight show. It should be. It's actually a morning show. But I just love that song. And I also do like my Twilight.
Well, if you like Twilight, or maybe you don't, you're like, guys, you need to stop talking about it. Why don't you come on? Give us ideas. You can talk about them. Of course, if you want to, you can check out Get Serial Sin / get involved to check out joining Sin. We have had incredible times at Sin, Get Serial, and other shows, and we honestly think you guys should join us. And I thought, you know, before we end off the show and leave with our next bit, what's your favourite part of being at Sin to you? Like, what is your favourite memory here been?
okay, this is a very hard question because I love it all. I just love, like, the community. I really love getting to meet all these amazing people who love, like, music, who love radio, who love arts and culture, and who are passionate people who are young and involved in Melbourne. I've loved that. Last year we did Soundbox with Always Live. Ooh. That was so much fun. If you missed it, Glass Box in the city by the museum. And we had, like, Sin come in and do some, you know, on-air recordings. We had bands coming in. We had interviews. There's so many opportunities at Sin. And I came off from that day. We woke up at like 6 a.m., maybe
early
even 5.
Day,
but I was so full of adrenaline because you're just surrounded by people who are passionate.
Oh, yeah. That was the best part of it. Like, for me, if I'm maybe not a Get Serial memory, but a Player One memory, I went to Comic-Con for Player One. I went to PAX for Player One. I am stumbling because I'm so excited to talk about the time I got to interview R2-D2. Do you know how cool that was to interview a working R2-D2, not know what he's saying, to be like, hey, R2, what did you think of blah, 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 and him respond with beeps and boops?
That is so cool.
That was so cool. And to get to talk to artists, musicians, and so much more. I have gotten the chance to speak to, for example, one of my favorite artists of all time, a composer named Grant Kirkhope. And in that, I learned things about him. Like, he kissed Van Halen and then went, well, I toured with Van Halen, but I was on the dole, so didn't really do much, which, whew, that's a bit of a swap there. And that he got to sing Happy Birthday to us during the interview, which was adorable and made all three presenters, including myself, cry on camera and try to hide it because we were trying to be professional. It was so much fun. If you want to join, please do join. We are looking for people. If you've never been on radio, if you're not confident on air, you don't have to be on air. You can do writing. You can do editing. You can do things behind the scenes. We're happy to have you. If you want to be on air and talk about things, let us know. We're open to having other days as well. If you're like, well, I like to listen to Get Serial on a Wednesday, let us know. We'll open a Wednesday show. We need you to join.
And I'm just going to kick in one more thing. I know we're running short for time, but if you're thinking, you know what, I don't know if I'll be any good at this, I'm new, I'm a bit nervous, that was me a year ago. I was so afraid. I was very nervous to go on the show, and it has been the best decision ever, signing up. So don't let, you know, being a little scared stop you from trying out new things.
Definitely. You know? This has been my favorite experience, and I do suggest you try it. But, you know, maybe we're not on the same wavelength. Here is Wavelength by Stand Atlantic as our last song for today. We'll see you in just a bit. You just heard Stand Atlantic with Wavelength. It is our last song for our first episode back.
Woo!
Woo! It's been fun. I have been so excited to be back. I missed this a lot. I don't know about you.
I have. I feel like it just hasn't felt like the new year's started until we've been back in the studio, so it's really fun. I'm very glad to be here.
No, totally. We actually forgot to mention something that I feel like we should have mentioned at the start of the year, the start of the show. We have, technically, two new executive producers for the show.
Oh.
I'm returning for a year. Obviously, I was the producer last year. I'm returning, and I have a co-producer to help me out and, freshen up the show and make it even better.
I wonder who that could be.
Bit of a drum roll. I don't know if this is picking up.
It's me. Hi.
Annabelle is our newest producer, so expect more Annabelle-flavoured Get Serial in the near future. What can we expect in that?
Okay, so I really want to talk about everything that makes Melbourne one of the best cities in the world. I think we're going to be doing a lot of local kind of content. Ooh. I want to be looking at what's going on in Melbourne. You know, what are good news and good occasions to celebrate here? And also, I want to talk to some of the figures of Melbourne. On my dream list, I don't know if this is happening. No promises are being made. I would love to talk to Carrot Man. If you know Carrot Man, tell him I'd love to interview him. I want to talk to the figures of Melbourne. I think that'll be fun this year.
Speaking to people, this is, just keep it under wraps a little bit.
But, a little under wraps?
You know, don't tell your friends, but sneakily, there may be a special guest on Friday.
Ooh.
But you'll have to check it out and listen. No promises, but keep an eye out. But with that, we are coming to the end of the show. If you did like what you heard, of course, you can check it out on
Instagram at GetSerialSin. You can check us out on TikTok, where we will be posting, we swear.
From time to time.
And on your favourite podcast platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Omni FM. And if you really want to listen to us on Friday, tune in at 8 a.m. because we'll want you to be there.
Definitely, definitely. We will see you on Friday. But otherwise, thank you so much for listening. And we're going to leave you out with a wonderful song from our local scene. Here is Cheap Date with The Way That You Love. You've been listening to Get Serial on Sin. Thank you so much. And we'll see you on Friday.
You're listening to Sin.